The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. February 6th, 2017. Thank you. Welcome to the show, Radio Boomers Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. So, can you believe it? It's February, so start getting ready for the holidays because they'll be here before you know it. Retha is taking a break. She's doing an audition today, so good luck, Retha. And I'll tell you, talking about a game, I mean, I don't know how many of you guys are football fans. I'm not a big football fan, but I catch the big stuff at the end, like the big basketball or big football game or whatever. This, you couldn't have had anything in a movie that would have been more exciting than this ending that they had. Talking about a comeback, I mean, amazing. But anyway, we'll get into that later. But, you know, okay, what do we got here? Whose birthday is? Okay, so somebody wants to know birthdays today. So we got Zsa Gabor, Ronald Reagan, born 100 and something years ago, 103. Axl Rose, Bob Marley. Remember Bob Marley, some of the baby boomers. And a lot of stars I don't know because they're a little bit younger. But and I saw some information, some of the old Dean Rose. Do you remember the Dean Rose? A little bit different today. You know, I don't know, the roast today I'm not that crazy about, but I did like the old Dean roast. Pamela Hasselhoff called me up one time. She said that her husband at the time was being roasted for, you know, the old roast. And should she bring her daughters? And I suggested, no, not today. It's because they're a little different. And she called the next day saying she wished she didn't bring them. But, you know, times change, comedy changes, I guess. So, from that, we're going to we'll move along. I'm going to keep you updated on some of the old roasts and some of the old films and where to see them. But it's really interesting when they pop up, like the old Johnny Carson shows and everything. It's interesting to see the stars that we used to watch on these shows back, what, 40 years ago? And they have all that stuff. You can order all that online. So check it out. Time for our next segment.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Okay, so it's tech time. I'm going to fill in for Reva's tech time, touch base a little bit about some of the cell phone use. Most of us are really amazed about what seems to be unending abilities for our simple but yet complex cell phones. They are pretty user-friendly, but they are amazing. It's a virtual encyclopedia database, travel aid, endless apps with endless information. You remember the encyclopedias used to weigh 100 pounds. Now everything's with the touch of your finger. And, of course, you can even call somebody. So most of us have iPhones that we really don't fully understand. But I'm going to give you – here's 10 things you probably didn't know your smartphone can do. I found this article in TechRadar, so – listen and see if you know any of the top 10 things that are supposed to be unknown. Okay, so here we go. 10 things that you probably don't know. All right, number one, you can change the launcher on your Android to tech to explain. A little bit too tech to explain it all, but you can look it up. Look this stuff up as I tell it to you. All right, you can control other devices with your infrared equipped phone. Now, more Android phones are being released with the infrared blasters. All right, number three, your smartphone can identify songs. Google and Microsoft have, along with Shazam and SoundHound, created their own song ID tools. That's kind of cool. You can turn on your Android into a game. You can turn into a games console. Isn't that amazing? You can use your smartphone as a leveler. Huh, that's pretty cool. you take your Galaxy S4 to check temperature and humidity. You can give your phone a visual voicemail. It allows you to tap a message to play it rather than having to listen to every message in order. You can use the volume button to skip songs. You can get Nokia apps on any Windows Phone 8 handset. And you can block numbers. There are several ways to do it, but it's easier to usually just go to your call log, tap the I next to the number you want to block. And that's a couple tips for you. So, interesting. So anyway, it's time to move along. So I hope that helps out. And we're going to move into Jim's Hot Topics. And that's...
I have to pop in here, Dad, because this is a total baby boomer show. That was the Hot Topics. So you want me to play the Hot Topics intro again?
Well, I gave a Hot Topic that was Rita's, and then I had mine. But if there's no time, we can move along.
No, you're welcome. It's your show. Do whatever you want to do. But we want to follow the intro. So here, how about we just play it again? Go ahead and keep doing your thing.
Okay.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Okay, so we went through a little bit of a tech with the phone. It's amazing what they can do and what we didn't think they could do. I'm going to touch on some hot topics. The game, the New England Patriots, and the Atlantic Falcons, unbelievable. Talking about endings, it reminded me of the Michael Jordan when he had his final game and he grabbed the ball, made that final shot to win in the last few seconds. I mean, it's hard to believe that can be done. Well, you got the New England Patriots. They've appeared in the Super Bowl about 7 times. They won 5. Owner Bob Kraft, his good friends Donald Trump, must have been really standing up jumping because the Falcons were ahead. And they were, 24 points or so ahead? If I'm off a little bit, excuse this particulars, but I mean, it looked like in the fourth quarter that the Falcons had the game. And then right at the end, they started catching up. And the last few seconds left, and then it went into overtime, which is very rare if it's ever happened before. And then they went into overtime. And on the overtime, I think it was Brady was the hero of the game, basically. They got the ball. And they made a touchdown, and a touchdown literally was by inches. The guy reached out, and you can't do that in a movie. It's just amazing. But anyway, the Patriots took it, and vice promoting on because there's other things. So anyway, there's 52 seconds left. That's what it was. So Vice President Pence on Sunday defended President Trump's criticism of the federal judge that issued the ruling Friday halting the new administration travel ban. All right, so what they're saying is, what does the judge know about national security? The administration knows what's going on. That's why they implemented this travel ban that was supposed to be temporary and to get a handle on who's coming in to make sure it's safe. All right, so Trump agrees to attend the Brussels summit in May. He's earlier criticized the summit as being obsolete, but he's going to go. And the O'Reilly-Trump interview, President said Vice President Pence to lead a probe into the voting problem. They believe there was some voting issues there, so they're going to probe that. And they're leaving the door open to the possibly scrap the Iran deal. And moving on to, you've heard this, all the issues about Reith and I talk about. If you're going to go somewhere, check the locations because Seattle's got a lot of snow and it's spreading down to the Great Lakes. Some of the travel is pretty rough in some of these areas. There's severe thunderstorms and you've got hail and heavy winds, the Ohio Valley. So as we say, check before you go. And from that, that's all I can squeeze in, guys. So we're going to move on to commercial time. If we don't get the commercial, I could keep going up. Covering that game situation. I mean, I was so amazed. But, like I say, even if you're not a football fan, check out the ending of that game. You know, when you're down, when I caught it at the end, and the Patriots are losing by 24 points. Fourth quarter, I'm thinking, well, that's it. Turn off the TV. It's over. If you were to turn on the TV in a few more minutes, you'd see that it was a tie game, and they had to do overtime, which is it's a rare situation. Now, tune in, guys. If you break on a commercial, that's fine, but I just have to go on about some of this stuff. It's really interesting. And what was it? I don't know the receiver, but...
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, and that's a fact. Anyway, moving along. We have a special guest coming on today, David Lemian. And before we bring him on, I just want to let you know that on the show, it's a baby boomer show, but this is for all ages because you have to think ahead. And David's a retirement expert. And if you have questions about when to retire or how much you should retire with, you really want to make the right decisions. David, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hello, David. Thanks for coming on. And I'll tell you, this is the kind of show that we need your tips because a lot of us are possibly retiring at the wrong time or we don't have enough money. Tell us what's going on. What are some of the mistakes we're making as baby boomers?
Well, some of the mistakes they're making, there are what I call retirement killers. Some of these are things that any one of them can absolutely kill your retirement. As you know, 97% of Americans will run out of money in retirement if they live long enough. As a matter of fact, this is a boomer show. The number one fear of all boomers is outliving their money. And it's a problem. But if people do it the right way or think about retirement savings in a different way, they actually can create a retirement nest egg that they'll never run out of. And probably the best way to think about it is instead of think of how much do I need, which is probably the most common question I'm asked, think of it as creating a lifetime income stream as opposed to a lump sum so that we have an income stream coming in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Let's look at, for example, the 401k or the IRA, which is what most people have for their retirement. The problem is it came out in 1978, and Congress never intended it to be the main retirement savings vehicle. It was only meant to be supplemental. I mean, let's look at the greatest generation, the generation before the boomers. They all came back from World War II, and they all went to, many of them, they either went into business or they went to work for big companies, Raytheon, the Belcon system, Westinghouse, the railroad, the government, whoever. All the big ones. And they'd spend their entire career working for one company through thick and thin. and companies to help keep their employees would promote from within. And why did people stay with the same company? Because they wanted the lifetime pension. It didn't matter. They wanted the pension plan. And to protect pension plans, the companies would hire from within. As a matter of fact, it was really tough to actually get a job with these companies because they had a full roster of employees. Once somebody got in, they never left.
Yeah, I remember, you know, people talking, and I heard this a lot. Well, if you work for Sears, they put a dollar for every dollar you put in, and they retire with a couple $100,000. Now, this is back a long time ago, so that would be like a lot today.
Yeah, absolutely. And what happened was, in 1978, Congress changed everything with the 401k.
Yeah.
Boomers thought, wow, this is great. I don't have to spend the same my entire career with the same company like my parents did. Companies thought, wow, this is great. We don't have to fund pension plans anymore.
Huh.
Both groups shot themselves in the foot, and here's why. Let's go fast forward 38 years. It's 2017. Almost no one can afford to retire.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest costs and challenges that companies have is employee retention. Back then, people spent their entire career with the same company. Today, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average U.S. worker changes jobs every 4.4 years.
Wow.
And the cost of replacing an employee in the $100,000 and up range who's highly educated is 213% of salary.
Jeez.
So that $100,000 employee cost $213,000 to replace.
That's unbelievable.
It's a huge cost. In lost productivity, in plain dollars. So, what can we do about all of this?
Well, evidently they're not doing enough. You know, what would you say the percentages of people today that are in the retirement category that are not prepared the way they should be to a really dangerous point to where they're really, really not prepared, and if they retire, they're going to go.
People are like, what am I going to do? Well, one of the things that kills retirement are market losses. You know, the market crashes. The market crashes basically on average about every 4 to 6 years. If you look at the Google history of market crashes, you'll see charts and graphs will come up, and you'll see about every 4 to 6 years or so, or even, you know,
Market
took a huge dip.
In 08, we basically, a lot of those IRAs got hit hard, right? What would you think, like 30% loss in 08 with their IRAs?
Actually, it was a little higher than that. It was about 38%.
Wow.
That's a big chunk. It's a big chunk. And we're overdue for another crash now. I mean,
We better not say anything. We don't want to stir something up. We might wake up Murphy, you know?
Well, there is. You asked me, what can people do? For example, there's a thing called the Rule of 100. The Rule of 100 says, take your age, subtract that number, subtract it from 100, and that's the amount of money that you shouldn't have any more than that of your assets at risk, say in the stock market or something. Or a simpler way to do it is take your age, and that's the percentage of your assets that should be in risk-free, absolutely safe retirement savings vehicles. Some of those could be a money market. It could be cash, but when you put your money there, now you have such little growth, you're losing money to inflation. But what you can do is you can consider equity indexed annuities.
Okay, I've heard of that. Equity
indexed annuities. You get a reasonable rate of return. In other words, your money is linked to the stock market, but it's not in the stock market. So, for example, so you don't get stock market gains, huge gains, but you might get half of what the market produces. For example, if the market went up 20%, maybe you'll get 10. All right. But if the market crashes, the worst thing that will happen is you won't lose any money. So you're either going sideways or up. Sideways or up, you're never going backwards.
Never going backwards, yeah. That's a little bit more secure. Not as much.
Far more secure.
And then the more secure you get, the less you make back, but it's safe. It's like the tortoise in here. It keeps moving forward.
Slow and steady wins the race. Exactly.
Well, David, I want to thank you because I know you're a busy guy. Can you give us any information so how people can contact you for your investment advice and so on?
Oh, sure. They can check out my Facebook page, which is the Alemian File on Facebook, or you can also get there by just going to thealemianfile.com.
.com, okay.
They can find my phone number there. If they want to call, if people have questions, they want to ask me something specific, they can contact me at 760-231-8788. And for your listeners, I'll spend all the time in the world that they need to give them the right advice that they might need to put them on the track to where they want to go.
We appreciate that. Appreciate that, David. And, we'd like to have you on again because we're talking about a topic that's, vitally important. And there's a lot more to talk about. But thank
Absolutely.
You again for coming on, and we will heed your advice, and we want to have you back.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So anyway, guys, you see, this is important stuff here, and you got to do your homework. Otherwise, you pay for it later on. So I had to take a breath after that because there's so much, and it's all so important, Not knowing is very costly. You got to know your Social Security and you got to know your investments because you worked real hard for years and you put all this away and poof, it's gone if it's the wrong decision. So anyway, moving along, we're going to see if we have, I'm hoping that Eric and Penny, and we're going to be talking about the making of a magazine, which it's very interesting because, magazines carry a lot of information, and the Easy Way magazine's a very interesting magazine to check out with all the tech issues. So let's see, do we got anybody on? Do we have Eric? Are you on?
Yeah.
Or
hi,
Jim.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep,
hi,
we're
Jim.
Here.
Eric, you on?
Yeah, we're
cool.
here. How
Thanks
are
for
you?
Stopping in, guys. I kind of reached out to you guys because it's such an interesting process putting these magazines together, and I guess you guys could agree it's not so easy.
No, it's not.
You have no idea what putting a magazine together.
Nothing else needs to be said. We could say thank you for coming on the show and move to the next topic because you heard that response. It's like, oh.
it's going to be really rewarding and promising to the readers, though. It really is because it is a lot of work and a lot of efforts, and it's more. The more that you do it, the more you learn on how much more work there is because we don't want to release this until it's professionally put out at like a Forbes magazine level or as best as we can to do that. But the contributors and the people that we have involved with this particular project and this magazine, I mean, the advice is invaluable. It's really exciting. And Penny has just been a soldier.
Penny's amazing.
Yeah, we're all soldiers. We all work together. And I think, the longer we work together on it, I think we dial things in more tighter so that we can, be more precise and more on point and, maybe not...
And Penny,
Penny, you're kind of cutting out. You need a little bit better signal.
Am I cutting out? Well, I'm actually out and about today, so I thought I'd call in.
Oh.
And I decided, mention something about possibly calling in. And, I realize how important it is to keep everybody working as a team, and it is a lot of collection of information, and then you have to go over that information and make sure it's precise for the readers,
And Penny, we were talking about was,
go ahead.
You and I were kind of hitting the basics. It's putting a foundation down,
exactly.
Basic startup. What are we going to do, and what are we going to, this different building blocks that have to be laid down, and then you go from there. That's a
exactly.
very important fact. Yeah, because otherwise you could be all over the place with things, like what articles you're going to have, how many pages,
Exactly, and I think too. You know, you've been a jewel. I mean, you just you're such a good worker yourself, and you have good work ethics, and you're such a good influence on Eric and everybody. And you know, I really do think that you know there's a reason why all these people are being brought together in this magazine, and you know, it is such a blessing, and the knowledge that they're putting out there and giving to this magazine is priceless. And, you know, I really, you know, Eric has really, you know, picked the people for this issue that there's a reason why they're in this issue, you know. So he's done really well at that. And, you know, there's a lot of things to be said about, you know, picking your team that want to put the same hours in, you know, having –
making it interesting. And that's one of the problems I have is I want to go to bed sometime, and some of the articles will be sent to me to check out. They're very interesting articles, and talking about keeping up with the Joneses. I mean, this stuff is cutting edge stuff, and in more ways than one. It's not just technology. It's all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, with the easy way, we're always getting involved with something interesting. We're always involved with somebody interesting.
Never a dull
somebody
moment.
that can give education, or you know, inspire somebody. There's always some sort of event or some celebrity or some influencer, and you know, I mean, we can keep content going every day. I mean, there's probably over 300,000 something pictures in our archive of hard drives. And And so this magazine is really a good way to keep our fans and our audience and everybody that subscribes, you know, up to date. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of cool giveaways and opportunities and stuff, too. In fact, I was talking with our web management company, Alemio, and one of the things we're going to do is we're going to give a lucky subscriber a professionally done website. We're doing a contest, actually, from February to March.
That's fantastic.
And I mean, this is like a $10,000 valued site. You know, we're going to do a free professional website you have to be a subscriber to the magazine.
But, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and it can literally change your life, change your brand. And so you're also going to have my expertise behind it, and you can increase your reach, expand your brand, and convert your leads into dollars. And that's what we do. And we're doing it with so many clients, but now we have a platform, which is, I mean, the response that we're getting and the people that are requesting to be involved in this thing, I didn't think it was going to be that large. I mean, the last magazine we did was 200,000 or so readers, and it was great. Mm-hmm. But this one is like, this is unbelievable. I mean, the people that we have involved, I'm going to drop a couple names. One of the people that's doing a column and contributing and giving some great advice is going to be the next youngest studio head in Hollywood. You know, another person is you know, been ranked so many times on Forbes magazine and Inc. magazine, and he's a top level, you know, business mogul, and his advice is invaluable. Then we have sales and marketing. I mean, we're covering every angle that helps you guys move forward and be more successful with whatever you're doing. And a lot of it's social media based, you know, and that's what we're known for, is the whole social media thing. And so I don't want to take up too much more time. I know Carmelita's corners coming up.
Carmelita,
but Penny, you're amazing.
Yeah,
I wanted to say it on air.
You.
You're amazing,
thank
Penny.
You.
You've done an amazing job, and the team, Dante Obligations, did an amazing job. My dad, you've done great.
Dante's
like,
been fabulous. Such a dream. Yeah, and
you,
the collaboration
you can't
with everybody.
Like this
it's
together
a win-win
without
for
the team.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, thank you for having me on. And,
right.
You know, you guys have a wonderful day, and we're going to get this magazine out, and it's going to be wonderful. But thank you for
the
opportunity.
Thank you, Penny, for stopping in. And you're
all right.
Great.
You take care. Thank
all right.
you.
So, bye-bye. Eric, thanks for stopping in,
take
and
care.
I think it's time to move on to a Carmelita's Corner, I believe, right?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the time and letting all the Baby Boomer fans, the Radio Boomers Live fans, you know, learn a little bit more about the magazine. All right, guys.
Everybody's looking forward.
Time for Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience
Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, it always sounds like music to my ears when I hear that applause. Nothing like being a ham on stage, right, kids? Anyway, I'm looking forward to a conversation with Dobby Davenport. She is an amazing lady and a beautiful new friend. And I know she's out and about, and there's a good chance that we may need to fill in her and for her big shoes here because something came up this morning. You know how life is. But anyway, just checking, Dobby, are you there? Hello?
No, Carmen, she's not here.
Okie doke. All right. Well, Eric, do you mind being Dobby this morning?
Sure, I can be Dobby. Hey, everybody.
I'm a host. She's a host.
Yeah, well... Yeah, just for the record, you know, I do want to let everybody know that Dobby is an amazing person. She's beautiful to look at and very much in demand on the social scene. I first met her actually by attending the HAL Awards, which is held in Beverly Hills, and that's put on by one of the founders of Motown, Janie Bradford, who, as a matter of fact, was one of the first people that came on board with Berry Gordy that pinned one of the biggest hits they ever had, and that's Money. I'm sure those of you who are around in the baby boomer times were very familiar with Money and many, many other hits that Janie has had something to do with. My husband was telling me when he was working at the CNN building that Janie had a office there and that he would run into her every now and then. But she's really an amazing person also, and I've just been privileged to meet and know a number of people who have become personal friends from Motown, and one of them in particular is Brenda Holloway, who I am expecting to get on this show eventually. She listened in when we were talking to one of my guests, and I told her then, I said, Brenda, you've got to come on and be a guest, so I'm sure we'll be hearing more from her. She had some really big hits as well, you know? So anyway, Eric, I'm sure this is all beyond you because you probably weren't even on the scene when these hits were really huge. Do you know of any big hit songs from Motown, or can you name some?
Well, Iris Gordy and Carla Gordy are friends of mine. I have a little bit of a relationship with Motown through them. I remember some of the hits. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that young. But
you look young to me, Eric. You know you're just a baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely not a baby boomer. I'm 34 going on 35. And, you know, we got a big special, you know, birthday celebration, which you'll be at.
Well, that's a baby in my eyesight, you know.
So
I wish I was 35 knowing what I know now.
Yeah, and you connect so many people, Carmelita. You've done so many different things, and you know, we were speaking about the magazine, and you have a column in the magazine as well. And we've been speaking with the person you did the interview and the story on, Senator Pasquale. He's wanting to kind of play around and kind of get involved now. And you brought so many good people and good situations to our table as well as so many other people. I just wanted to kind of highlight that on air for your segment here. You're pretty amazing. And so, yeah, this birthday is going to be amazing, and it's going to be in Orange County on Dana Point, right off the ocean. And we're talking to a pretty amazing situation where we'll be doing some very high level events. And, Carmelita's Corner will be there in effect, doing interviews and performing and it's a great, great segment. You're rocking and rolling. You have any questions that you would ask Dabby and I can ask on her behalf? And I'll talk like this. People will think it's funny.
Well, actually, she was on top of it and gave me some questions that I'm not sure you would be able to answer. Like one of them, she mentioned why she came to L.A. from Chicago. I have had the opportunity to visit Chicago because I have a friend there. Her name is Janice, now going as Janet, and she married well, a multimillionaire. I guess that's okay. My husband and I, we actually were part of the wedding ceremony because we were their house guests. They live actually in the part of Chicago that Hillary Clinton grew up in. It's very, very beautiful. They actually have a private lake in the backyard. And it was really kind of humorous that they were sharing the story about the big bass fish that they feed, you know, that's a pet fish that knows mm-hmm. when it's feeding time because it always swims to the shore. And I said, well, so far the fish has been lucky that it didn't wind up in their pot for dinner. But it was really a great experience visiting with them and being their house guest. And then they had their wedding on the yacht. And my husband was the best man and I was the best lady. So that was a great experience. But getting back to Chicago, you know, that's where Oprah has really made her mark. And
hey, Carmelita, you got like 5 minutes left on your segment, but Davi did call in. She's here with us on air, so here you go.
All right. Oh, all right, Davi. Are you there?
Hey, Carmelita, how are you? I'm here, Carmelita. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, you should have heard Eric trying to impersonate your voice. he was trying to fill in. I explained to him, you know how life is. Sometimes
yeah.
things come up unexpectedly, and we have to take care of our you know, our personal
business.
Well,
tell you what's funny. I'm sitting here right now in the doctor's office. I'm getting my eyes examined, so I'm in a room
mm-hmm.
full of people. But I wanted to give you a call. Super excited. Congratulations on everything that you're doing with your radio show. I think it's amazing. I'm so happy. You're one of my dearest friends. Easy Way. Love what you're doing. Keep up the great work. And hey, let's have some fun for our 5 minutes.
Well, hey, yeah, and while we're on the air, I just want to, you know, mention that you have a wonderful television show with the public access station in West Hollywood, and that the potluck party's coming up this Friday, February the 10th, which actually happens to be the anniversary of my mom's birthday. And
nice.
I would like to invite everybody to come out. The whole thing starts from 5:30 and goes to 9 o'clock at the West Hollywood Park Auditorium. At 6:40.
Yeah, we're going to be over at 647 North San Vicente on Friday.
There
you
go.
It's going to be exciting. Yeah, it's going to be super
yes,
exciting.
Yes.
We have performances and some munchies, some great food for everybody. I've been a part of West Hollywood Public Access since 2009, on and off whenever I've been in Los Angeles, and
mm-hmm.
I live in West Hollywood, and I just love the public access station. I'm actually just syndicating my own show and transitioning over to KTLA, but I'll always be a part of the West Hollywood Public Access station because I'm going to run my youth programs out of there now, and I'll be doing
mm-hmm.
that. So super excited at the opportunities that we get, and not just the opportunities that we personally get as producers and as hosts, but also the opportunities that I've been able to give other young people, and because I have my internship program that I've run out of there for years, and
mm-hmm.
so many young people have come through the program and then gone on to go to college for media and broadcast and communications, which is what my degree is in, and just super exciting.
And where did you get your degree?
I went to Columbia College.
Oh, wonderful.
I went to Columbia. I started out at Kennedy King College and in Chicago, which is a local community college. I'm a three-time hair salon owner, and somebody asked me to come in and do a radio show, and I loved it. I caught the bug, and said I went over there and took some classes, and I was on the air in a matter of months, and I never looked back.
I can tell why. You are amazing, really. I mean, you know, you really do stand out in my eye, in the interim, and I'm one of your fans. So I just want to, you know, I'm really glad that we could make this connection on the air, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and all the gang Friday, and once again, I invite everybody to come out to West Hollywood Park Auditorium. It starts at 5:30. And yours truly will be singing along with my wonderful friend Sharon Benson. We're going to play the guitar and do a duet. And
oh, wow,
it will be a very fitting song for the times, you know. Blowing in the Wind is the song that I think is very topical, and it looks like no matter what, you know, we always have to continue to push forward so that humanity will still be intact, you know, in the next few years, that we'll still be around and that we'll be living peacefully. Yeah.
I want to definitely tell all the listeners that are tuning into your show to go to DaviDavenportLive.com. That's D-A-V-I, Davenport, D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T, live, L-I-V-E.com. We're always looking for any new stories of any families that are in need or anything that we can do or connecting the dots for people or anything at all. We do, you know, food giveaways on a regular basis. With this, my program is called Give Some Leftover Love. So if there's anybody that's tuning in that knows a family in need or someone in need, please go to the website. There's information, input your information, and that'd be great. And you know, we're doing some great things through our real estate business. We're helping to empower some of the homeless families with their own places to live, their own apartments and everything, also through another program that I'm involved in. So it's we're trying to make a difference on the streets now and do something to help. It's all about helping others.
You know, that's what we're here for, to serve one another. And I would like to see some of the billionaires take note of that, because I think that it's really criminal that we have any homeless on the street at all in a country that is so abundant and overflowing with wealth.
I agree.
You know, so there's no excuse
and other
for that.
Countries don't have that. Exactly. I agree. That's one of those are some of the changes that we need to. So we have to start to speak out. We see that we need to be actively involved in our government and have be a lot more hands-on than maybe some of us have been, because, I mean, I haven't been as hands-on as I am now as far as getting to know a little bit more about some of the policies and things that are going on with politics. This new election that we just had really, you know, got me more actively involved so I can know what's going on and what I can do to serve my community to the best of my ability as being, a voter and just an active citizen that wants to help out. So it's pretty exciting. I'm excited, Carmelita. I'm really excited about your radio show. I was listening prior to being tuned in, and you're doing some great things over there.
Well, we're having fun, you know. I just believe that, you know, you need to make the best of each day as it comes, because tomorrow is not promised. And have fun, you know.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much to Eric Zuli. Eric, you're doing some amazing things. I also checked out Eric's show with his dad, which I thought was so cool. And it's really nice to connect with our family members. They're really like yin and yang, really. They really are. They're
well,
so
you know, yes, they have an amazing connection, father and dad connection, that's really admirable. And I really do admire that about the two of them. And they brought me on board as part of the family. Now I feel part of the team. And
yep.
Now, you know, also being a contributing member to the new magazine, that's exciting. So I can't wait to see how the issue is going to turn out. You know?
Yep.
And
I just want to endorse
Eric,
I am here. I just want to pop in and endorse you, Carmelita, and let everybody know too that we are, you see, follow up is key. And as Carmelita brings in these amazing people, we're following up and making sure Carmelita is taken care of for those follow ups. But there's a lot of growth and success and doors that we're opening for other people via Carmelita. And Davi, you and I will be talking. Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing, and we'll talk about the Easyway Cares program. But there's about 90 seconds left in the show, so any last promos, you know, Carmelita's Corner is awesome, and we're going to bring my dad back in to close the show out, guys.
All right, guys. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to also everybody be in touch with any of your listeners looking for an amazing realtor to help them, and they thought that they couldn't get a house, but they wanted one. Tell them to reach out to me. I'll help them out, okay?
Yeah, Dobby's dabbling out there in Beverly Hills, and, you know, and she
I'm
also,
everywhere.
She's also everywhere,
okay.
So reach out to her for your realty needs as well. Thank you.
All right, guys, have a great day, okay?
Thank you very much. And, Carmelita, I just wanted to say I'm just amazed, I'm always amazed on your guest, and I'll tell you, this lady, Carmelita, I have met so many interesting people through Carmelita's events and the place you go, the Mother and the Queen Mary and so on. But anyway, Carmelita, it's time to wrap up.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z.